Welcome back to the Extra Yard. My name is Nick Coletti, and I'm here with Joe Santagato and Danny Lopriore.
Yeah. Wow, did you have a future in radio? It's insane.
Now we're going back to the hits.
In middle school, we had this, he was like the dean or something, and he would put on a voice like that. He was like, I think he was like a 7 foot tall black dude. Definitely could ball.
He's
right?
Nice.
And he would make the announcements, and he would talk about the school dances, and he would go, and you know what, Louis Armstrong party don't stop till 10 o'clock. I was like, all right, bro. It just started at 8 and ended at 10.
I had a black principal, too, and he was cool as shit. Dr. Baker used to do the moonwalk, and he had a megaphone all the time. Yeah, he's the man.
But he had a megaphone all the time and did a moonwalk?
Yeah. He'd be like, what's up, man? And just do the moonwalk and just like talk out of his fucking megaphone at the same time. I wish I was making that story up. I'm not.
Fire,
great
dude.
Guy. Also gay. Later on, I found out. And he actually died.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to add to the story? Jesus.
Yeah. In a car accident. And they couldn't save him. He got pinned between a tree and a truck.
Jesus Christ.
No, I made that part up. That's from Science. Oh, fuck. That's from the movie Science.
Oh, yeah. Mel Gibson was a priest. Right?
Yeah. And he's like, let me talk to my fucking severed wife.
He's not a priest.
In Signs?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I was too afraid.
Really?
A lot of people.
Still too afraid.
A lot of people were afraid of that movie.
It's not scary.
I know, but it's just. I remember the part when the alien walks out of the cornfield.
Yeah, fuck
that. That part fucked me up.
Yeah, that part's fucked up. I'm not even going to lie. That part scared the shit out of me.
I was like 9 or something.
Field of Dreams fucking alien coming out of there.
Dude, how do people live next to like corn stalks like that? Or
right?
Whatever the fuck that is.
I would be afraid to go in there.
Because all you do is hear them all night. Like a fucking a raccoon runs through that.
Sways
like,
a little bit. You see like a face. You're like, all right, I guess we got to move.
We got to pick up and get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Out of Iowa.
Yeah, so anyway. I'm surrounded by Vine stars today.
We actually prefer the word Vine boys.
Vine boys.
Yeah. VBs.
Yeah.
VBs.
We're VBs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I remember that because you're...
It's cool. Just don't let it happen again.
Yeah. We were both verified on there, so like...
Damn.
I was way more important on there. Now I'm just an unverified, thick bitch.
That was Pimp getting the verification badge.
Hell yeah.
I was like, all right, cool.
I feel like now it's not as cool, though.
Nah, it's cool.
It's still kind of cool.
It is.
It's kind of lost its meaning though, because everyone's verified. Like
you see someone like 400 followers, and it's like, oh, you like worked at fucking People Magazine.
Are we doing this right now?
What?
You guys are just verified boys. I'm just.
Yeah, I guess the grass is always greener.
The grass is always bluer.
Yeah, I guess.
I need that blue grass. Kentucky bluegrass.
It's not as cool.
I hate that they call it Kentucky bluegrass. That shit's green,
right?
What
that's
is that?
True.
What is that?
It's like, who fucking named it?
Isn't bluegrass like
some colorblind dickhead fucking called it bluegrass?
Isn't bluegrass like a genre of music?
Yes.
It is that, too.
So maybe it's that?
Name
what came first, right?
Yeah, what do you have?
Chicken or
what
the
you
egg?
Got hip-hop grass out there?
I mean, I don't make the fucking
grass
rolls
or the
good.
Blue.
But yeah, man, just fucking Vine boys. Do you remember the first Vine you ever made?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Vividly.
Yeah. I'll tell mine first.
Okay.
Mine was a 5-year-old boy named Jebediah.
That was off the bat.
Yeah,
it was very hot.
Yeah. 5-year-old boy Jebediah from the country who was not very smart, and it was borderline offensive. Mm. It was.
I would say that if you reenacted it, it would probably be wildly offensive.
Yeah, it was like, I'm Jebediah and I'm 5, and this is my mom, and my mom didn't know I was filming her, and she got mad. Then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to post this on the internet. The biggest mistake I ever made was putting my real name on there. You ever feel like that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wait, why?
Because like I would have just loved to have a... Because if it didn't work out, I was fucked. Because all my content was about sucking titties and ass. Like, I couldn't get a real job. They Googled me. I was fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that way kind of, but then I'm just like, all right, I guess I got to go hard with my name then.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's no turning back.
What was your first Vine?
I used to work at a car dealership, and it was like this kid had like this egg. You know those eggs like you throw out at the wall and it like slides down?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Fake egg. I just like, because I didn't really get the concept of it yet, so I was like made a bunch of quick cuts, and I was just kind of like fucking around. It was really stupid. It wasn't funny at all. But.
You straddled this like great line between like artistically weird bro comedy and just didn't make any sense.
Yeah,
but for some reason it just made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I loved your content so much. Like mine is straightforward. It's like, yeah, man, I was a big fan.
Thanks, man.
We exchanged
big fan of you.
We exchanged like a few DMs at one point, but they were always like we never got anywhere.
Yeah.
We never got anywhere. Yeah, he was trying to get into your life.
Go ahead.
No.
People always think that I'm like this. Like they're like, oh, he's like cool guying me, but I'm just like really. I just get anxious. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, yeah. I hope this person doesn't think I'm like a weird.
No. As an anxious person myself, I know what it's like to just like. All right, so like, what do
like,
we do?
Like, oh, I guess Nick's like too cool for me. And meanwhile, I'm like,
I don't know what to say to him. This man.
Because you could see bubbles at one point. I saw bubbles. I was like, oh, this is about to be dope. And then they just disappeared. And I was like, oh, damn. I was like, oh, it's on me. But
out of all like, because you have like a bunch of like famous ass vines. Like, which is the one that people usually come up to you about? Because I'm assuming people see you and they're just like, oh, dude, like Kyle.
Kyle. Yeah, Kyle and Saw, dude, and. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I can only
as far
imagine.
As Vine goes, yeah.
Like, so, well, you have a show at Carolina's tonight, which is sold out. Congratulations, mm-hmm.
Thank
by the
you.
Way. We will be coming. We will be in attendance.
We're going to kick that
Hell
door
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. Thanks.
Do you have people when you do live shows be like, do Kyle?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, definitely. And I actually, at the beginning of the show, I start out with like, I'm like, yo, I know like, because some people are actually there to just hear that stupid shit. Like,
yeah.
I did this college show in Rhode Island, and like after the show, this girl DM'd me, and she was like, I was really sad you didn't say Kyle. Like, that's the only reason I came. So I was like, fuck. Like, so at the beginning of the show, I'm like, all right, let's get it out of the way. Like, what do you guys want to fucking hear?
That's smart. I mean, it's smart. It's smart.
It's still kind of like, I don't know.
Because it's like, it's part of that. Is
but
like,
they go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, so, dude. And then they're like, whoa.
You fucking said it. You said it!
Okay. It's like, all right, that's my time. I'll see you guys later, man.
Yo, you honestly could probably sell out a room just saying Kyle for like 30 minutes.
Kyle. Different variations.
Yeah, just like different Kyle material.
Just walk out. What the fuck is up? And then everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, they go dumb for it. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, those fucking dude vines were fucking awesome.
Oh, thanks, God. Man. Yeah, they were fucking hilarious.
Because like, you want to know what it is? It's like when you're in it, and obviously you're an influencer too. When you're in it, and like you feel like, all right, I have this huge following, like I'm part of like this fucking Vine elite, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And it's good when you find somebody that's up there with you that you actually like their content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of like,
oh dude, Vine was fucking shit. There were so many people that were bad.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
There was like 8 people, I feel like, that you're like, okay, these dudes
there
are
were
like,
yeah, there was like the elite, like the fucking the Lele Ponses, like people that are just like upper echelon, but then there's like the cool, like us. We were the cool kids.
Casey was there because Casey came on late.
Yeah, Casey was in.
Casey came on late. My brother.
I don't remember Casey from Vine.
You never saw like what's up, bitch?
I did see that. That's like, that one I definitely know.
Oh my God. He has some heaters.
He had some heaters, and he danced on there too a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't even notice that was Casey until afterwards. Like when he started blowing up on Instagram, then I was like, oh shit, that's from that Vine that I saw, you know?
Yeah. He's kind of always been hustling that like bro, like fuckboy kind of character. I love it when he like bites his lip and shit. So fucking good.
Or rolls his shoulders.
He just
like
nails it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys link up a lot out there, right?
Yeah, we're homies.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
We bone.
Played Xbox with him.
He's hilarious in real life.
Yeah.
As well as online.
His text game needs a little work though.
Yeah.
He needs some major work in the text.
Well, he's from NorCal.
Yeah.
And it's just a different vibe. Like, we're from the East Coast. It's very like, hey, we're talking now. Like, I'm up. I'm ready to go. He's like, oh, yeah, man. Like, I'll see you in an hour, maybe. Like, it's very loose, which is, it's just different. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you want to play COD? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, let's do it. Like, 25 minutes later, he's like, yo, you on? I was like, dude, I've been on for 25 minutes.
Yeah. No, the best is he told me the other day we were supposed to meet up, and he's like, yo, I'm in Venice. And I'm like, where, dude? Like, where? You want me to just, like, roam around and scream your name? He's like, where are you, dude? I'm in Venice, man.
Oh, man. See, I'm just happy that you guys have had, what's the word? Crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Happy that you guys crossed over because I made that mistake. I didn't come on until later. I didn't realize that, you know, you kind of have to do all platforms, kind of. And I was
still time, bro.
And I was like, yo, Vine's going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And then next week they shut it down.
I thought that too.
That was so crazy, though, because I feel like it was still at a point where it was super popular. It's not like it, like, died out. Like, I feel like it just got shut down. I mean, it was, like, dying out. And then all those people, like, fucking, who's the kid who, Rudy Mancuso and, like, Marcus
Johnson. He's like, I'm taking the whole squad. We're leaving. Fuck you guys.
And King Bash. Yeah, they all moved into that one, like, apartment building.
1600 Vine in LA, yeah. It's literally on Vine, Hollywood and Vine. It's this huge apartment that most of them all still fucking live there. It's like ancestral almost. They're like, hey, you want to make a video? Yeah, let's make a video. It's just like video mayhem. Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but back then I was so like, I just remember seeing like all these people in a Vine together and they're all tagging each other and they're mm-hmm. not even like saying anything.
Right.
Like they're in it just being like, oh. And then they're tagged, and it's like they repost it. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now?
Like standard like iMovie sound effects and
it's
shit.
It's fucking smart. I mean, they fucking,
yeah, they fucking yeah. all
they
came
nailed
up
it.
Off each other.
Yeah, they figured it out. But the content was just like, hey, dude, your mom left your pizza rolls in the oven too long. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explosion.
I think you were around during this time. Were you around yet?
Like maybe
during like the Vine,
the mass cleansing of Vine.
Yeah. So I was like, yo, but here's the other problem with that too. There's no crossover appeal to that. It was only big on that app. So mm-hmm. I made all this content that just went nowhere
because
mm-hmm. it's like, I don't understand this. Like you're making fun of Rudy Mancuso. Like who cares? you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I used to make fun of Curtis Lepore too. And I don't think he ever like pressed me about it, but
you have to make fun of people, though.
Right?
That's the best thing about
and
it.
And it's so easy with those people are just like such easy targets because their content is just ass.
Yeah.
Or it's like, yo, just even be weird, you know? Because sometimes it's like, yo, I didn't even understand that, but it was like edited and well put together. I have no idea what it means, but it's something. But with them, it's like, all right, take my Jordans and run down the street and I'm going to chase you.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, what is that?
It's like, oh, cool.
It's cool. Or it was like you said, it would be like, yo, like when you're late for school, and I'm like, dude, you guys are 35.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. you that's the worst one.
You know what
dude.
I'm saying? It's like, come on, dude,
when
what
your
are
homework's
doing, here?
Due and you fucking forget it, man.
When your bae is like, mad, okay. And you're like, okay, that's enough.
But yeah, I had a couple people call me and reach out to me. Daystorm reached out to me. Like, I hope all these people are doing well. I think they're doing well. It's good for them.
But
you know?
Fuck them.
But like, yeah. No, but it's like if you can't handle me, like, you guys are going to have a hard time doing whatever
it is. At the end of the day, it's comedy. And like, part of comedy is like cutting up on each other. Like, if you can't fucking take it, then like, why are you here?
Why are you putting yourself out there? Like,
seriously.
People are not going to say like nice things.
Yeah.
All the time.
Like, people didn't take it seriously because I gained like 100,000 followers in like a night.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one blew it up for you?
It was, I made fun of all those people, Brody Smith's sail vines where he would throw a frisbee to sail and like they were real videos. And then I did one where I made fun of Leanne V always using slow motion.
Mm.
And I think that it was Leanne V. And then that one like blew up and then everyone was coming. And then I just posted one like, yo, I'm doing
everyone them all.
Everyone was coming. Everyone was just coming.
Everyone came
so
on
happy.
Me. Everyone came on me. And then I put a post up. I was like, yo, I'm going off at like 10 o'clock because I would do them live.
Oh, you would just do them in real time like all after one?
And tag the people who I was doing.
Mm.
Yeah. So then like some of them got mad.
That's so corny though. Why would you get mad?
Yeah.
And I don't,
thin skin.
But that's what I've learned, like from doing, like, because I've been doing like YouTube shit since like 2011, and I made the mistake of like going to these YouTube events like in the beginning of when I was doing it, and just meeting all these people. I'm like, yo, these people are just so fucking wrapped up in this shit.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They take it really seriously.
And it's like, it's fine taking it seriously from like a business standpoint because now it's a legitimate job and like, you know, blah blah blah. But like, dude, don't take yourself so seriously to the point where you're walking around like you're fucking Meryl Streep some shit.
Emotionally invested, you know what I mean? In your
like they're walking videos. Out of a hotel. Someone who's like has 20,000 subscribers on YouTube is walking out of a hotel with a hoodie up and like glasses.
Oh my
God. And I'm like, yo, no one gives
a
shit.
No one gives
a
fuck, bro.
Like, chill. Yeah.
Nobody cares who you are.
Yeah, like, dude, relax. Oh my God.
It was also too, if you got a Nick Coletti follow, you didn't follow a lot of people.
Mm-mm.
So if you were in there, you were like, it was like a subgenre, like a very powerful subgenre of people.
Nick Coletti stamp of approval.
Yeah, I was like, all right. I was like, I made it.
Pimps
I made
only.
It. Yeah.
Pimps only.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm in this one. I said, I'm good.
I just get annoyed with like, look, even like these days, like Instagram, like I mute fucking everybody I follow because I don't want to look at people's stupid shit that they do all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta use the mute button a little
more.
I
have mad people muted. And it's just, I love the mute button because it's so much easier than unfollowing and then having the conversation.
No, I unfollowed this one girl and she was like, what's the deal? like, what's up? And I was like, I immediately refollowed her. I was like, sorry, it was a mistake. I was like, sorry. I've done that too.
I've scrolled and followed people by accident.
Literally press you if you unfollow them. It's like, dude.
It's a little scary.
Like, I would never do that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. You aren't interesting to me. I'm sorry, bro. Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah, just be like, yeah, I think your life is trash. Like, yeah. It's cool.
Like, you know, braids, man.
Someone that I've never, I haven't talked to in like 2 years, you unfollow them and they're like, what's up? I'm like, I don't even like know who you are anymore.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know who you as a person.
I don't know who you, I don't know your girlfriend. Yeah, like, you're married now. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? You have a kid?
You had a child? Fuck that child. How's that? Fuck, I don't want to see that.
Fuck that child.
Fuck your kid, dude.
You know, that's getting cut up.
Don't fuck your kids.
Yeah, don't fuck your kids.
But fuck, I'll, like.
Do you guys edit these?
No.
No. Okay. We just,
unless something crazy happens, yeah, which it usually doesn't.
No, it usually doesn't. But you also, you did music too.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get back into that.
I love rapping, dude.
If you ever want to rap, I'll send you some track. I make beats.
We should make a song together because it's about time I made some real music in here.
I've got so many beats on
He
deck.
Gets on me all the time because I'm just leaving like potentially
millions
of dollars. Yeah.
Dude,
table.
I've been telling him like there's people on fucking Twitter like, yo, if just put out a song that's 30 seconds and I'll buy it. And I'm like,
literally.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah. So
because you can sing and rap.
Yeah.
Dude, and I've heard him like legitimately make in like 40 minutes. Right, we like ordered food and the food shows up and I'm like, yo, dude, the food's here, and like I'm eating and I finish eating and then I go in there and he still didn't come out. I'm like, yo, what's the deal? And then he plays the song.
New heat.
And it was fire. And it's like, it wasn't about like titties or anything like that. And he was like singing. I was like, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, this is sick.
Vine's over. Can't get over it.
They took away my verified badge, so I'm sad.
But yeah, man, it's like, when Vine went away, it was kind of cool because then, like, everyone was like, yo, man, like, thank you so much for all this stuff. And I was like, yo, if everyone could just, like, Venmo me a dollar.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd have $1 million.
Yeah.
What's up?
Please bless me. Do you remember where you were when you found out it was done?
Yeah, I was on tour with Getter when it, like, finally was over. And honestly didn't even really care at the time. Like,
you're getting another bag at that point.
Right. I didn't really process it, but then I was like, fuck. It was just so fun. Like, it was just, it was like fun. Like, the community was fun. I've tried TikTok. It's just not the same.
Me too.
It's just
different. I've tried it.
It's just kind of weird. Yeah.
And people miss that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
dude, I miss it.
Dude,
so
people
much.
Miss, it's like a cult, like a real cult. Like, people like would pay blood to get Vine back.
They would. And then this fucking guy, Dom, that Don Hoffman or whatever that made it, was like, yo, I'm coming back, V2. And it was like, yo, we have to push back. I was like, dude.
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind.
Setting out the beta.
It's not
going to
work.
Out,
it's not going to work. Can
if they just, like,
impeach Vine too?
Yeah, if they just came up, if they gave us the code, that's all we need. Because the looping thing, whatever they did, like, it looped. It kind of would, like, fuck it up sometimes. Remember that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it would,
yeah,
like, cut it out at just the right time. It was, like, magic almost.
Because it was, like, and then you had, like, people that, like, figured it out, which always made me laugh. Like, they'd be like, it's actually 6.3 seconds, so we have to cut it down into that to make a perfect loop. I'm
infinite,
like, dude,
loop.
Just fucking record it.
Just make the Vine, dude.
Dude, there was a time, actually, I did this thing. It was, like, in New York, and there's not a lot of people who do, like, social media from New York.
Yeah.
So I was, like, called in to do this thing. It was, like, for The Gap, and it was me.
Tight.
That. It was The Gap. It was the biggest bag in the whole world. No, but it was me, Marcus Johns, the Asian dude who like screams in public. I forget his name.
Oh, he's hilarious. I love that guy.
Q Park. He was always a nice guy.
Is he the one he got on the bull in Wall Street?
Yeah.
He's like dancing and shit.
Yeah,
he's hilarious.
He walked through like Harlem in like a fucking male romper. Like, he's a really nice guy. Yeah.
You know what's crazy too? When I met him, he was like the most reserved and nice guy I've ever met in my life. I'm like, yo, this guy is so calm, but he's like a psycho.
Yeah.
Like, he goes out there and just like screams
goes
at
off.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
But I remember specifically like we were filming something and like we like filmed it and it was totally fine. And then Marcus Johns was like a actual director, and I was like, damn, dude. Like, and he was just like, oh, there's not enough natural light. And I was at the time, I was like,
yeah,
I don't even
bro.
Know what the fuck that means, dude. Like, what does that mean? You gotta open a window?
Bro, this was for Vine?
It was for a Vine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a 6 second Vine, and he was like, there's not enough natural light. And
I hated
like,
that. Yo.
If it's funny, that's all that matters. Like, all that stupid shit, like.
But they were big, like, people were big into that. Like, yo, like, it's gotta be, like, done perfect. I was like, yo, bro, like. I'll fucking go home. Like, I'll fucking little boy this shit and bounce. Like,
literally.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to stay here because the sun's going down and we're not getting the right light.
It's magic hour. We got 30 minutes, guys. Come on, let's go.
It's golden hour.
It's golden hour. Come on.
Collaborations kind of killed that app, though.
Mm-hmm.
Once people started collabing and, like, they were in all their shit, and then they figured it out. Like, yo, let's just, like, if we all revine our shit, we'll all be on, like, the pop page.
Mm-hmm.
Pop page.
Pop page.
So, yeah, when you hit pop page, you felt good. You did.
That came up as like a notification, right? It's like you made the popular page.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't really know.
You made editor's choice.
I don't know, that happened so many times.
Yeah, right. I lived on there.
Yeah, me and Getter did like a editor's choice week. We were in like they actually sent us to Miami for like this music week thing, and they gave us $125 gift cards. I was like, this is the best you guys can do. What do you mean? Just like a Visa.
Oh, okay.
I was like, fuck, okay.
It was like, you know, Whole Foods. Outback Steakhouse.
Can't
like,
even
enjoy.
Charge the hotel room to this. But, I mean, it was tight.
Yeah, I mean, a free trip to Miami's not bad.
Wait, for cool. doing editor's
Oh, we got to go on jet skis, too. And we were with Chris Melberger.
Yeah, Melberger. Shout out Chris Melberger.
Shout out Melberger, dude.
I would love to have Melberger on here.
Melberger's nasty at Fortnite. I popped into his Twitch stream once, and I was
he
like,
goes
fuck,
in.
Dude.
I don't know how all these people are just good at video games.
Where did this happen?
I suck
so bad.
I'm not like terrible, but I see these people that are like, I've never knew they were so good at video, like Fortnite.
They're so just,
like,
good.
Like I was playing with Casey and like the first game, like I don't know what he was
doing.
He's
nasty at
it. The first game he was just like, yeah, it's good. And like we were talking a little bit. Yo, he said like,
yeah, I just won.
He never changed like his voice at all. It was just like, yeah, it's dope. I was like, dude, you have 23 kills. I was like,
he's
I have
really
four.
Good. He plays a lot of Rocket League. He's always on Rocket League.
Oh, is that that like soccer game kind of or something?
Yeah, cars.
Yeah.
He's fucking good at Rocket League, dude.
That shit looks fun.
You play COD though, right?
Yeah, I play a little bit. Everyone's just so good now. It almost makes it like not even fun to play. You just drop into Fortnite, you're like dead in like 2 seconds.
They're
like,
good
right.
too. Like mm-hmm. him, his brother.
I'm not that good though.
Yeah, but like you get double digit kills usually every round. Like I'm full going 4-20.
Yeah, Danny's like bad. Like we'll be like, oh god, it's so close, and then we'll lose. We'll be like, oh fuck, what happened? And then the score comes up
1-40.
Like you're 0-16.
Yeah, my bad,
guys.
Keeps
next
flips
time.
Out. Go sit in a fucking corner, Danny.
Do you think Do you think another Vine will come along? I think TikTok has replaced it, right?
It was Musical.ly.
TikTok's cool, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same, dude.
It's not the same.
No, they want. I think it's called Byte, right? Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
I've heard rumors.
I've heard rumors.
Ooh, he's just got his ear to the ground.
I don't know if it's a true rumor, but...
Byte's supposed to be like Vine,
Byte.
Too.
And what, it's like a 6-second loop thing?
I think so. Hopefully.
Yeah, I need more money. I would love to just like...
Me too.
Going to that.
There was a lot of money in Vine, I feel like.
Yeah, there was. And thankfully, if you got on the app early, you would be successful. Then once celebrities started doing it, it slowed down a little bit.
Well, like, Kevin Hart just got a TikTok.
Yeah.
Did he?
And it's like, all right.
They're
save
probably
some for the rest of us,
that.
Kevin.
And they paid a bunch of people to do that. Because I remember, like...
The Migos made one, too.
Like, yo, we
they're like, sign up
TikTok.
For TikTok. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they have, like,
what?
A commercial,
how
right?
much did you guys get paid for this?
I think I sent you that when it came out. I was like, yo, they're spending money at TikTok.
He's like, everybody sign up. Yeah, like, Quavo was like, everybody sign up.
Yeah, sign up. Just get a skirt. I was like, all right, shit, I'll sign up.
I'll sign up.
And how many
Lil
people?
Pump was making them, too. All the rappers were making TikToks.
It's kind of scary.
They were definitely shelling out.
I can't see Migos' demographic being like, all right, cool. That's tight.
Cool.
Let's go flip sync.
Yeah. Well, I guess all it's right, all bet. Like, yeah, I mean, who, I think like what, white guys are like a huge demographic in hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, white.
They're the biggest.
18-year-old guys.
Any concert you go to, it's mostly all white kids.
Yeah.
They love the new school like shit.
Dude, remember when we went to Travis Scott?
Yeah,
the whole mosh pit was white.
And, and they were girls.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Wow. Girls and white dudes going fucking ballistic.
Ham.
Yeah, it was insane.
I get those goofs up.
Yeah,
they were going crazy.
I hit my parents.
Yo, when sicko mode hit.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The fucking,
white wave.
The dude, white, the whitest scream came out. I was like, wow.
They were sweater vests.
I tried
flying.
To show.
Sweater.
Yeah, I tried to show.
He'd be like, oh, my God, is Drake going
to
come out?
He's talking to me, man.
Yeah, he's talking to me.
He's talking to you. It resonates.
And then there was a part where, this is how I really saw how white it was. There was a part where Travis runs from one stage to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, everyone get the fuck out of the way. but it's like auto-tune. He's like, get the fuck out of my way. So like he separates everybody. And they bring the house lights up a little bit, and I was mm-hmm. like, "Damn, dude, that's just mad white people." White. Like, I just had like, I just had this like epiphany. I was like, "That's who buys tickets, though."
Yeah, I guess so.
So that he
gotta cash in on those white boys, though. Fuck it.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
That's the thing. Like, it's like for you when you sell out a show, weird flex.
Humble brag?
Humble brag. Do you
you just tried to be a young millennial.
I tried. It doesn't work. I'm 30. Do you like that your audience addresses your old stuff, or are you kind of just like more towards like I'm doing new shit here?
Yeah, I definitely I try to cater to the old school fans who like know me from the internet shit. Like I do a little bit of the internet shit, like, and then I go into like my life, because this is like my first impression of,
right,
people are getting their first impression of me like comedically, like stand up, like traditionally. So I just talk about myself. I'm like, hey guys, like I know you guys know me from the internet. I'm gonna say a little bit of this shit, and then we're gonna get into like just like my life, so you guys like know me a little better.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if I was up there for an hour saying internet jokes, I wouldn't feel good about that. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, this is like. Because if I saw that show, I'd be like, this fucking blows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear Suh, dude, for a fucking hour.
Yeah.
But,
people do, though.
It's crazy, yeah. It's crazy. And I'm thankful for the following. Like, it's cool that I can sell out the shows, but at the same time, I still feel like there's a part of me that's like, I don't deserve this yet. Like, I want to get better at comedy. I want to make sure the show's really good. Like, it's great that I can sell these shows out. Like, it's really cool, but I want to be known as, like, Nick Coletti, the fucking comedian. Like, he's hilarious. Traditional comedy, not like, oh, he can sell out a show because he has
people know him on the internet.
Right.
And dude, that's honestly the way to do it, because I mean, with my experience with like comedians in New York City, like a lot of them are very spiteful people.
Oh, totally.
And they hate people that do like internet shit. And I had to go
which
through
I
all
get
that.
I
told them that too. I was like, I totally get it.
Right.
They're like, yo, I'm doing these clubs every single night,
but I gotta go up and the show's sold out, player. Yeah, they get all pissed off.
Yeah, you know.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just gonna headline this fucking historical fucking place. No big deal.
I get it, though. Like, a lot of these dudes have been doing it for like years and years, and I'm like, dude, like, you're better than me. I fucking know that. I almost feel like I want to like apologize and be like, dude, I'm sorry for what you're about to see. Like,
yeah.
But
when did you make the transition? You're like, you know what? I'm gonna start doing stand up comedy now.
I told my manager and my booking agent. I was like, yo, I want to do stand up. So they started giving me like the 5 minute slots. Flappers Comedy. It's this place in Burbank. I did that a couple times, and then they were like, all right, we got you a show in Brea. It's an hour long. So I had to like,
what?
Yeah, I had to like figure out.
You did 5 minute spots and then did an hour?
Right. I skipped like the 15, the 30, and then went straight to the fucking hour. And I've been doing that since August. So I've only been doing this for a couple months. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is, yeah. And
that's
then,
great.
And then
though.
I tell the dudes, these veterans like who are like going up before me, that, and that is like the fucking cherry on top. They're like, wow.
Fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. Yeah. Literally fuck this dude.
Like, when I used to work at Caroline's,
mm-hmm.
and, like, we would have, like, influencers come in from time to time, and, like, all, like, the New York underbelly of comedians are always like, oh, God, like, fuck this.
Right.
Like, they would literally come, they open, and then they would, like, go to another club to, like, do another
No, they
set.
Always leave. Like, I always go back to the green room, and they're never there.
Yeah, they're just like, all right, peace.
Yeah, man, cool. Yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So it's, which I get. I'm not, like, so tone deaf that I'm like, why don't they like me? Like, Nick Coletti, like I totally get it, but
yeah, but at some point it's like, all right, dude, like, were you supposed to apologize though?
Right.
Like, also, what am I supposed to do for you?
Yeah,
you know,
like, let's link and build, pussy.
Yeah, you want to write together or do something? Like, let's do that.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lot of hate and resentment, which
there is. Everyone's fucking miserable in comedy. Yeah. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Totally,
especially in New York City. I always say this. I feel like the comedians in New York City, not, I mean, all of them, obviously, but the ones that aren't, like, haven't made it and have been doing it for so many years or whatever, they have this resentment.
Oh yeah,
because they're just like,
it's like,
I don't know. It's an old school way of thinking.
Oh well, yeah, and then like I always hear like, man, I wish I got on the internet earlier. I'm like, dude, no one fucking didn't let you do that. Like, you have more than you can still do it, bro. There's still time.
They were too proud to do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's not fucking going anywhere. So you're only shooting yourself in the foot if, like,
that's the other thing too. It's like, I had to start over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I had to, you know, leech off somebody for a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? But I did it.
No, I get it.
Suck my way to the top.
Yeah.
But you know, it's something I had to do.
You got to.
I had like 11,000 followers or something when I came here. Now I'm like close to 200,000.
On Insta?
On Insta, yeah.
Insta's like the one that everyone's always talking about, right?
Yeah. Because like, another thing too, it's like, I didn't really know how to use social media, which I learned a lot, like, working with him. Like, I never realized how important it really was.
Oh, it's like money.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea. So, like, I had fucking 600,000-700,000 followers on Vine, and I had like 7,000 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't make sense because I didn't see it. You know?
Well, Instagram only recently really started to matter, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, in the past, like,
because, like, at first it was just people were really just like taking pictures of like their fucking dog or like a salad.
Yeah.
But now it's like, hey, drink my fucking energy booster and save 15% with my code.
It's all that now.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's the other thing is we do love our sponsors here on the show.
Drink the energy juice.
Yeah. Drink the energy juice through your butt.
Danny's butt juice.
My butt juice coming out, dropping 2020.
It's carbonated.
Yeah.
It's, no calories.
It's a part of my EP comes with it too. So just get
it. It's a package. Yeah, it's a mystery box.
It's a mystery box.
Get a couple.
We're
of my
getting
hairs.
A Kickstarter.
So like
Kickstarter.
So yeah. We're starting one up. GoFundMe. I always feel like we'll be out still, and it's crazy to me how big Let Me Suck Your Titties still is.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, like that. Then like you know they had like those Twitter moments of the decade. Something like they had the shit posted on there, and like damn, popped up.
That shit was crazy.
I got lost. I got lost.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. Something about my success, but I don't care anymore.
No, let's get back into it.
No.
Let's get back into it.
Yeah? Chester?
Oh, he's got some brown sugar back
I
there.
I love it. I love that.
Italian.
But yeah, so like people, like we'll be out somewhere and like people just like will walk by and be like, yo, let me suck your titties.
It's great though. It does feel
cool. I love it.
The first time that happened when I was with you, it was so fucking funny. We were like in Bed-Stuy and some guy on a bike just like was riding by.
Hey, titty guy.
He just goes, yo, let me suck your titties. And then like, it didn't even process in my head because I was like, yo, what the fuck was going on? Like, I thought he was talking to some girl or something. But then he was just like, yo, thanks, man. And I was like, oh shit. It was so funny.
It feels good. It makes
it's the best.
I get a little chubby. Like I grow like 0.2 inches every time it happens.
Like,
and when you're with a girl and it happens, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, my fiance hates it.
My God.
Yeah, my God. Sorry.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my shit.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. It's humbling.
Can you tell that falling out of the window story down here?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
it was like
fell out of a window?
Yeah, it involves a female. It's a great story.
Yeah, I was with a female in the bathroom at it was like all the Viner.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like a Viner. Like Jay, I think Jay was there. Jay Cyrus. Chris might have been there. Charlie Castro, remember him?
Yeah,
he was there.
Charlie
Biggest
Castro.
Pimp. He's the pimp of life, by the way.
He's
dude.
The man.
He pulls, like, he would always just walk in with like 8 girls.
Bombshells.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
What is the he's just one of those guys. Like,
is this the dude with the tattoos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vape, yeah. Super huge modded vape, like blowing fat clouds. He's like, yeah, that's Stephanie, Rebecca, yeah, whatever.
It's Angel, I think.
This one I don't know. She just followed us in here.
Yeah.
Barbie.
But it was like one of those parties, like who were some other people? Rachel Ettinger was there.
Rachel Ettinger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Couple other people. Maybe I don't think Evan Breen was there yet. But
love Breen.
It was one of those little Vine parties. We ordered some Domino's pizza, got a little hammered. One thing led to another. I was in the bathroom.
Sexual relations.
Doing some stuff.
Getting sucked.
Woo!
I can't.
I feel.
I plead the fifth.
All right.
I plead the fifth.
That means getting sucked. Come on, dog.
Getting sucked up. All right.
My man.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. I think I had like whiskey dick or something. Like I think I was like really embarrassed. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I opened the window up. I was like hammered and climbed out the window and I like fell out of the window.
While she was in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Wait, she just watched you climb?
I guess so. I was like, I gotta just dip out of here. You know, and you're like,
hell yeah, man.
I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Hell yeah.
I just gotta leave. And then I like, I don't know how I didn't really hurt myself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you even assess how high you were?
No. Like, I made it out unscathed, and then everyone was laughing at me, and my one friend picked me up, and I was like, dude, I don't know what
happened. Oh, you were on the ground?
Yeah. It was fucked up.
Like, you came as soon as you hit the pavement. Yeah. You were just like,
finally.
It worked. I do this thing where I have to jump out a window to come, so just don't get weirded out.
Yeah.
I have to escape.
Bear with me. Bear with me. It was really good, by the way.
Yeah, I'm about to come, so I'll see you in a little bit.
I feel like I
that was like at the that remember when everyone moved to LA though?
Yeah.
Was like when it was like 5 years, 5 or 6, maybe even like 7 years ago.
When did you decide to make the jump to go out there? I never went.
I was always really fascinated with Los Angeles. I really just thought it was a cool city. It was more of that for me other than like, oh, this is a business opportunity.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. Thank you. I was like, mom, dad, I'm moving to LA, basically.
How'd they take it?
They were really, I think, concerned. Not like concerned, like, oh, Nick's like fucking crazy. Like, oh, how is he gonna like eat food?
Right.
Like, they were
parent
like,
shit.
Yeah, they were scared, which is totally understandable.
Did you like save up money to go, or you're like,
I actually did a fucking GoFundMe. I was like, hey, guys, like, this is my like career starter.
It's
like, if you guys believe in me, like, help me buy this plane ticket.
Oh, because you had like a good following by then on Vine.
Yeah, I had like not really on Vine. I think it was more on Twitter. I used to tell jokes on Twitter. Like, every day I'd wake up and just tell like, hey, I'm Kush Healy's, like that stupid shit like that. Yeah,
I loved all that shit.
Yeah, though. It was so dumb, but
yeah, but you saw the obscurity in it, and that's what made it funny.
Mm-hmm.
It, obviously,
I guess. I mean, obviously, I don't know. It's hard for me to.
Like I said, there was this level of mocking that there's a level of the mocking, but people could actually believe that was actually you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made it great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like for me, like the only reason I didn't move out there was because I didn't think I would be like successful out there.
Mm.
Like I wasn't willing to like take the shot to go out there. So that's a big jump, though, to like just be like, yo, mom, dad, I'm out. Peace.
Peace out.
Yeah, Pittsburgh to
Plus,
L.A.
Plus, Pittsburgh was, I mean, Pittsburgh's really great. I honestly kind of regret, because I was in such a good place creatively in Pittsburgh, because it was like small town kind of vibe. Like, I was like, fuck, I need to get out of here. Like, I'm going to hustle my ass off. Now, like, in L.A., it's like, that's kind of, like, I definitely don't make as much shit as I did.
Right.
Which is like, maybe I'm just doing it because I want to put really good shit out. Like, I would just shit post, but then I don't know. I think there is merit to living somewhere small like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I grew up in a, like, when me and Mike were big on there, like, people would wait outside our house to do this and shit, like little kids.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? So we'd just be like, yeah, what's up, guys? I felt like I was
guy.
Yeah. I felt like I was like walking into the garden, like I would sign something and like walk into my house and be like, Danny, I'm like, no,
I gotta go, man.
I gotta go.
Ready.
Yeah, man.
Love my fans.
Tip offs in 25 minutes, guys. I gotta go. But it was like, that was the coolest part, because like, if I was in New York City and I was big on there, this is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not trying to like flex or whatever, but we usually get recognized when we go out in New York City. It's like our biggest, it's our biggest demographic, right?
Yeah.
So, but even then, it's few and far in between when you can't go anywhere in your hometown without like somebody showing you mad love.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yo, this is really, really cool. And like, I thought that was like, okay, I made it.
Yeah.
Right.
2,000 people know who I am in town. Uh-huh. I'm the fucking man.
Right.
But once you like realize that you have to do other things, it was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's why I never made the jump to go to LA, because I didn't think I had, I knew I had what it took. Yeah.
Don't ask me.
I knew I had what it took to be successful, but I didn't really believe in myself at that time. Mm. So like, my confidence wasn't great.
I think that you're right though. I think when you live in like an area where there's not a lot of distractions, like you're just
totally.
Like more prone
to. I was making
to
shit like out of my ass. Like I was like making a song in the morning, like 3 vines, like another song, YouTube video. Now it's like,
Yeah.
Duh. It's just not the same. Like I feel like I lost that kind of like that edge, which I've thought about moving back to Pittsburgh,
because
LA is cool, but it's really I don't know, it's a huge gap between like Leonardo DiCaprio fucking lives there,
right?
And it's like, that definitely weighs on my conscience. I'm like, fuck, I want to get to that level,
right?
But you know, I don't know,
Well, yeah, there is like pros and cons. There is pros and cons because you also don't want to be in a place
scary.
Where, like, what happened?
It is scary.
What happened with you?
Will I ever be at that level? Like, there's like doubt and shit, but it's like you should just be focusing on creating shit.
Yeah, because there's also on the other side, like, you know, what happened to you? You basically got complacent because you were like, "Oh, I'm cool here in this town, so like, cool."
Yeah,
and I'll continue to make shit, whatever. But if you just get complacent with there, or you get to the point where it's kind of overwhelming, where you're like, "Well, I'm not gonna live in that fucking house. Got like 8 tennis courts."
Yeah, I feel it. Well, yeah, in LA, you feel like I'm like, fuck, like, why should I even try? Like, I definitely feel that way.
I would
way
feel
sometimes.
That way too. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you got like you said, Leo and fucking Brad Pitt running around out here.
Right.
And like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right.
But I've just.
I made an Instagram video. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
You like it? Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I was in a movie. Yeah, suck my dick.
Of an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Oscars.
Yeah, I'm saving the earth, you bitch.
You bastard. I'm cleaning the ocean.
Yeah. Climate change, motherfucker.
He rocks.
I don't even know what he's doing out there.
Just being a pimp, dude.
Just pimps. Yeah, he vapes hard and just fucks whores.
Yeah. He just gets sucked and saves wildlife, I feel like, which is amazing.
Imagine you just bust a nut and then just like save a fucking elephant.
I think the saving the world thing is just his ploy to get even more pussy.
Yeah.
Which isn't fucking
fair.
He's
like, guys, I saved the world. Come on. I post a picture of a tiger.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this isn't fair. You don't get to be this guy also.
He's just like the perfect dude. Like, good looking, good actor.
Yeah. And just
kind.
A good dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he needs to get a DUI like immediately because it's not fair.
It'll never happen, dude.
I was worried about Leo during the Me Too. I was like, they're going to get him. Because like this guy throws dick around like a frisbee.
I don't think any girl would ever do that to him because they're like, he's so, like Jack Nicholson's the same way. They say that Jack Nicholson's had sex with like 10,000 women. But every woman was probably like satisfied and so pumped that they're not going to.
I'm going to eat your pussy. I'm going to eat your pussy now. Oh, yeah. And then kill you with an axe. I'm Jack.
Do you like that? Do you like going to Lakers games? Do you want to sit courtside?
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe some crazy shit will come out about them. Like,
who the fuck knows, man?
Nah, I just feel like, like, I would feel the same way that you're feeling if I was out there.
Yeah.
Because it'd be tough. I'd be like, yo, like, all these people are here. And then, like, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, here's the analogy my mom was like. My mom said this, I think about all that. When she said this at first, I was like, nah, shut up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. But now I totally feel it. She was like, you're a big fish in a little pond in Pittsburgh. But out in L.A., you're a big fish in a fucking huge pond with way bigger fish.
Yeah.
And it's only getting bigger because everyone's a fucking influencer.
Yeah.
Now. So it's like when you meet people, it's like they don't have social media or they're not trying to do something. Dude, you see the most random people from your neighborhood or like these people you knew from high school or whatever, and like they're trying to make skits and shit, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, yo, what is happening here now? You know? And like there's like 50 hashtags in the caption. You're like, yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like,
and the other thing that's crazy too, like when we would make vines, right? You never, when it got serious, it wasn't fun anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like, yo, like I had, like you kind of had like a.
I have to make money, dude.
Yeah. Like I have a responsibility now to give it to my fans.
That's how I feel, yeah.
And like, you know, and it's like, yo, like.
I just want to have fun again.
Yeah. You know, and like that's what, thankfully, he gave me a job here and like I was able to start having fun again.
Pimp.
Yeah, it was very, very pimp,
I'm going to start crying right
now. No, it's all right. Love this guy right here.
No, dude, but, you're an asset, though. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
I hope you know that.
Yeah, like, for
you're
sure.
You're funny as fuck.
Thank you. He does. He lets me know every day.
Yeah.
This place will go to shit without me.
I've never said that, but I thought it. But I'm just saying, like.
Joe's so fucking lucky to have me.
No, because, like, fucking jerking off in this room.
Saved your life, you piece of shit.
If you only knew what I did for you. But, like, I look at guys like him, right? And.
Yeah.
He's kind of always had it figured out. So, like, with the YouTube shit, he was like, I have to do other stuff.
Mm.
And he's very modest. But, like, you know, you had YouTube, then you kind of had the speak out, and then you kind of had...
What was the speak out? You spoke out against a group of people?
You know that game fucking Ellen would, like, have the Kardashians put that thing in their mouth, and you'd be like...
Oh, yeah. You did that?
Yeah.
You created it?
Yeah.
For Ellen?
No, for Hasbro.
Just for the Earth.
That is fucking tight, dude.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it like happened like by accident.
For Hasbro?
Yeah.
Dude, so you has money, bro.
There's a BMW out there. It's covered in snow, but he's doing okay.
That's tight, dude.
But like,
I fuck with that.
He's always
entrepreneur.
Like, he keeps me from being complacent because I have a complacent
Personality?
Yes.
Me too.
And I'm very like, yo, like the thing we did 2 days ago was awesome.
Me too.
And Joe's like, dude, yeah, but like, what are we doing
today? We
gotta
keep going, bro.
Yeah.
So I like, got a bed, some ramen, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, like, I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, like, I'm good. And Joe's like, no, it's not, no.
It's not good enough.
Shut up. I don't want this, Danny.
See, yeah,
I
envy pathetic.
That. I feel like I used to have that.
I envy this kid all the time. I envy him all the time.
How old are you?
27.
Okay, cool. Yeah. How old are you? You're 30?
30, yeah.
25?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got time, bro.
We could all technically date. It would be weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could three-way dating.
Yeah, we're all in the same age bracket, kind of.
It's kind of like yeah.
But like
it's
that
perfectly
was,
staggered.
But that's why it's yeah, it's perfectly staggered. We could all just like switch up dates and the numbers are straight. But
let's
like
get,
that's
let's get
why
polyamorous.
That's why I'm happy you're doing comedy though, because you're not being complacent.
Exactly.
Now.
Thanks, I feel man. Like you know we were saying before it was like you were making these videos and it's kind of like oh like whatever like
oh,
now you're starting from zero
right
essentially and you have this new thing that like. You're not going to be good at off the bat. And it's like, all right, now I have to get to a certain place. I have now if in your mind, you're back in Pittsburgh
right.
and you had nothing. And like, I have to build this Vine thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the same thing. Now you're at zero with, you know, comedy. And it's good that you're not like, yeah, I'm just like selling out a tour.
Yeah,
like,
I'm fucking awesome,
it.
Dude. Nick Coletti, hilarious.
Yeah, but
well,
you're like, I want to
like,
be good at it. Yeah, if you want to be like good at it, then you are. You're at zero. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, now you're.
I just
want to
learn.
Again.
I want to listen. Like,
yeah.
Not to. Dude, not to flex, dude, but I met with Chris D'Elia invited Casey out to the comedy store the other night, and mm-hmm. I was grateful enough to come along. Like Chris was cool about like me coming along, and
I'm sure he knew who you were from Vine.
No, he did recognize me. He was like, "Oh, you're doing stand up now," like blah blah blah, like, and he gave me some pimp wisdom, and he totally verified the same thing that I was thinking, which is you need. You're an internet guy. That's great. You can sell these tickets. That's fucking cool, man. But if you want to get the respect and like the respect from your peers, which is invaluable, you need to do the shit shows. You need to go to the open mics that like four people are at. Some dude fucking coughs. Like that's the laugh.
Yeah.
Like you need to do all that shit, which I was like, I needed someone to fucking tell me that because you're selling out the shows. Like you could totally,
Go the fuck boy route.
Yeah, and get like a big head, huge ego, be like, yeah, I'm fucking hilarious. I'm the funniest guy. But that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get better.
Yeah.
And I was so fucking afraid to do it. Like, I was so afraid to start it. So.
That's huge.
Dude,
though.
I would be terrified. You go from
so
5 minutes to a
it.
Fucking hour.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I was like so fucking afraid.
So you have an hour of material that you have now?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's wild.
That's special.
Thank
and
you.
All the people that are like, that can even look at you and be like, you know, because I was just like you. I was like, I understand why people don't like me. I used to do a podcast out of a comedy club in the city, mm-hmm. and I would meet comedians all the time. And then after the podcast, a bunch of them would be like, oh, dude, I wanted to hate you so bad.
Yeah.
You know? And I get that. I understand that. But, you know, their whole thing now, like there's people who are salty, but one of my friends put in perspective for me, this comedian, and he was like, he's like, dude, at first I just like hated you because I was like, oh, I'm working this job and I'm doing these six spots a night at a bunch of different clubs. He's like, but you're coming up with material every single week. And like, that's not an easy thing to do. Like people do the same act for 10 years.
Dude, Jerry Seinfeld's done the same thing for like 30 years.
Yeah. He's
oh and
God,
dude,
cereal.
And
it's
for
cold.
You to go from five. What's the deal?
Murder and murders just old Jewish crowds.
Oh my God. They love
oh my God.
But for you to go from 5 minutes to an hour, like that is unheard of.
Yeah.
And like at a, Even if it's awful, people have to respect the fact that you were even able to do that.
Because
it's not an easy thing to do.
It was definitely out of necessity. Like, it wasn't like, it was like I was almost, they were like, dude, we booked you the show. Like, what are you going to do? Like, bitch out? Like, you can't. And I wasn't going to be like, dude, sorry. Something deep down, I was like, this is it. Like,
just
I have to fucking do it. Yeah.
Now, when you started writing,
mm-hmm.
did you feel that you were like in the right headspace to start writing, or do you feel like maybe you want to, like you said, maybe not something as drastic as move back to Pittsburgh and like start writing again, but did you have to like find yourself like getting motivated to write like an hour?
Yeah, definitely. But
it's tough.
It is tough. I'll write a joke and then I figure out a way to string it into the next joke, and then I just keep doing that. And then Casey actually, which is, it's so simple, but I never thought of doing it. He just said, set up your camera and do it and just riff and like, just keep watching yourself and like timing and watching yourself. And that's really what like saved me. Almost.
So you got a process. You were able to instill a process.
Right. Yeah. But I like, Yeah, it was super daunting. I was like, fuck, how am I going to come up with an hour's worth of material? I would try to do it and like think that I was up there for like 40 minutes, look at the clock, and it'd be like 11 minutes.
And you're like,
okay,
fuck. I just ran through everything.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
You could, dude. You definitely can.
Like, I'm very...
I thought the same exact thing.
Yeah. Dude, I think you just have to do
this kid,
right.
One day, he's going to realize.
Dude.
Like...
You're going to wake up one
day. Dude, you have no idea. Like, I don't think you even know. You know what I mean? I feel like you know that it's all in there. But
yeah,
it's like one day, you're just going to do it, and then it's going to be like, well, now it's working out. And then you're going to feel like an idiot because you're like, oh, man, now
I could have been rich 5 years ago.
I could have been rich 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I definitely like...
I'm doing it right now,
it's still kind of crazy. The whole thing, like,
do you still get nervous before shows?
Totally,
because they say if you're not nervous, you don't really care.
Well, yeah, I was talking to Chris about that because he doesn't smoke or drink.
Yeah,
and I'm definitely trying to cut back on the smoking, both.
Yeah,
quitting the drinking.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, I did. It was tough. But
it is tough.
I got your back.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. There's temptation everywhere, especially at the comedy clubs too.
Yeah,
everyone's getting wasted.
Two drink minimums.
Buy you a shot.
Right.
Ride. Yeah. Everyone wants to drink with you.
Right.
Yeah.
But he doesn't smoke or drink, and I was like, dude, what do you do about nerves, like, and anxiety? Because I know you don't smoke or drink. And he was like, dude, feel that shit, bro. Like, you need to fucking feel that anxiety before the show. Like, it's just gonna make you better, like, and it's just gonna push you to like go that extra mile. And I was like, fuck, like, it's always the simplest. You think it's like this complicated thing, but it's usually just like the simplest. And I was like, fuck,
just a change of mindset a lot of the time. Like, do you struggle with, like, you want to be recognized as an artist?
No, so I just want to make people laugh.
You just want to make people
laugh. I always think that there's one depressed person in the audience, and if I can make that person like happy for however long, even if it's one joke, like, I've done my job.
It's
like,
worth it.
Yeah.
Because like, I struggle with that thing too. I was like, yo, like, I want to be known as like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, people already do like see you that way. Like, you know, like, you make people laugh for a living.
Right.
Yeah, but also, what does that even mean?
But what does it even mean? That's
but not only that,
is.
But I feel like if you're an artist, like, I would never call myself an artist ever. Like,
right.
I
think
would,
that's for other people
exactly.
to decide.
It's
right.
other people be like, yes, he's an artistic person or whatever. Yeah. Like, yo, you just got to do you. Yeah. And just like, it's all trial and error. Like, anything that anyone does as far as like comedy goes is like, there's never been someone being like, this is my first try, boom, we're done.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just failure after failure and like working it out. So you have to suck. Yeah. And it's scary to suck, especially it's scary to suck when you have an audience already where everyone thinks you're hilarious. So you're like, oh my God, there's so much pressure.
Yeah.
And people, you know, whatever. So when they see me in this like different setting, if I'm not funny, like, it'll crush me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I mean, dude, I've bombed. Like, there's definitely been times you like tell a joke and no one laughs, and it's like, you just got to push through.
Yeah, you're like, I was so excited to tell this joke 3 hours ago.
Like, like, totally freeze up. But, I think comedy, I think anything is trial and error. Like, there's artists, you can compare it to music, I think, and like paintings, like, and or basketball is my favorite comparison with anything artistic. It's like, Steph Curry doesn't make a shot, he's not going to fucking take his shoes off and go home. Like, he's not going to quit the game. Like, you just keep trying and trying and trying. And like, the harder you try and the more you try, the more chances you have of being successful. And he just like fucking goes in and gives it his all. Like, that's all he does.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he's the man. Cause he just goes into the game and fucking plays his ass off.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you have to do.
Yeah. And I think I think a big part of like comedy is like having that mindset of just wanting to be good. Cause a lot of people, they're not good. And the reason why they're not good. And like, you know, I always thought like, okay, yeah, I think I'm funny, whatever. But like, there's these people that I look up to, like fucking Bill Burr and Louis C.K. And I'm like, these people are fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like
the legends,
then you go to a comedy show and you're like, yo, everyone on that roster was fucking terrible. Like,
yeah.
They were awful.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could go up there like drunk with my eyes closed and like do a better set than them. And then but like those people, they just have this woe is me kind of self-pity about them, that they get up there, they tell the same jokes and they don't work, and they're like, oh, you know, and they're, I don't know what they're waiting for, like some fucking exec from Comedy Central to be like, yo, we're gonna give you a special,
this guy rocks.
And it's like, that's never gonna happen, dude. Like, you have to be realistic with yourself and be like, okay, is this joke even funny? Should I get new material? Should I do something completely different? Like,
right.
But they're just stuck in this old way of like, you take jokes, because the old school way of it, purists in comedy are like, you write a joke and you keep doing it until it becomes funny
until
magically.
It pops.
And then you just, and like, okay, that's the way I do it. And then you just do it that way.
Right.
Like, dude, that doesn't exist anymore, especially in this fucking era where
you gotta be dynamic. Yeah, you gotta be flexible.
Day,
right.
You know? I think eventually comedy's gonna get to the point where it's like people don't do the same fucking
people
sets.
Just go up and go, eep, and then everyone laughs.
Oh my God, like, so he did it!
So obscure.
Yeah.
There was people when I did the show at Caroline's, they got tickets to both shows. And thankfully it was a live podcast and not like a stand-up show. But I was like, yo, if this was a stand-up show, these people don't even like know.
Yeah.
You know, like a younger person who was like fucking 18 or 17 at the time who doesn't really know comedy but knows like YouTube shit.
Yeah.
They don't get that like, yo, this is going to be the same exact show.
Yeah, but they were just trying to see that dick.
A lot
that's
of people
what, that's what that was.
I had loose pants on.
Yeah, they were trying to see that fucking
it's
cop.
A lot of people's first comedy shows, like when they come, they're like, I didn't even know what this is gonna be.
Yeah.
So it's like you can either leverage that or like I don't know.
Do you like talking to the crowd at all?
I don't like crowd work because I'm always like, fuck, someone's gonna burn me. Yeah. And like I'm gonna just like not know what to say. But every once in a while, if someone like some girl was like, hey, I DM'd you, you better answer me. And I was like, fuck no. And then yeah. Everyone just started dying.
Yeah.
So but like if someone sets me up really good, I'll like play along with it. Yeah. But generally, I don't like to like get into it with people because
has anyone ever tried to like heckle you?
Not really. I haven't had like a bad heckling story. And if someone has, I definitely didn't like. Right. Know that it was happening.
You were just so anxious and nervous that it just went over your head.
Yeah,
I always suck and be like, yeah. No.
I always look down and just go, yeah, man, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
totally, like, yeah, try to, like, yeah. Blow it off. But some people get really mad. Like, when we were at Chris's show, someone was like, he was like, yeah, I don't smoke or drink. And someone was like, boo. And he was like, fuck you, dude. You're a fucking loser. Yeah. It was hilarious, yeah. Though. He, like, fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Some people are really good at it. I'm just, like, not. I guess I just need to get sack up and fucking be more confident.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll come and go. Yeah. Like, I feel like the more you do it, the more you'll understand, like, people are just fucking assholes
right.
Sometimes.
People come wasted, dude.
Yeah.
Like, people come hammered.
Those late shows are fucking messy.
Have you ever performed in New York?
No.
So,
this is, like, my third time ever being here in my life.
Do you like New York?
I like it. It's stressful.
Yeah.
It stresses me. And I feel like there's just a stressful, like, everyone's stressed out.
You're not.
Everyone's
yeah.
Poor.
It's like a stress.
Like, I don't know how I'm going to make rent, it's but like, we're going out tonight.
How are we
going
to get the subway, the taxi?
New York is literally the home of the rich poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's like you'll be rich anywhere else, but you are poor here.
But it's like you're poor here. So it's like, you know, you're talking about how you have no money, but your apartment costs $4,000 a month.
Right.
It's you know what I'm saying?
Other people are like, you know, kidding. That
it's
you
like a paradox.
Yeah. It's like, no, obviously you have no money because you to live in a closet is $4,000. But I think being a real like New Yorker is you have to kind of hate it.
New York?
Yeah.
You know, I love New York and I fucking hate it.
I like it because it keeps me honest. I feel like it's a good middle ground between LA and a small town like you guys grew up in, you know, because it feels like the best example that I always have is like I put out this video one time and I was like, oh, dude, like I've liked this video a lot. Like I worked on it. Like it's funny, blah, blah, blah. It was doing views and like shit. And I was in LA at the time filming some shit and all the people around were like, oh, dude, that was really good. Like all the stuff like blah, blah, blah. And like just like blowing smoke up my ass to the point where I was like, all right, Jesus, relax. It wasn't that good.
What's happening here?
And then like and then I got back home the next day and I was at the gym with my friend and he just goes, yo, that video you put out yesterday? I was like, yeah. He goes, it was the worst video I've ever fucking seen.
Damn.
And he was like dead serious. And like I was just like, dude. I was like, I like that because it's like it keeps me honest of being like, this guy is not going to give me an opinion just because he thinks he can get something out of me. He's gonna be like, yo, that fucking sucked.
Yeah. Who was it?
Ferg. He's like, yo, that video, fucking.
Those are
trash.
The friends you got to keep close.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the yes man.
Yeah, all my friends are just like, dude, we don't fucking care.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean.
I prefer that honestly.
Yeah, they all cut
each
other's
really
ass.
Have to try.
I'm gonna put this out, and they're gonna hit me up like, yo, that kid's funny. Like, you should have him on it. I was like, okay, like that's what they're like, you know.
Yeah, you definitely need that. You definitely need that. You know who I'm jealous of? People that don't give a shit, like about Instagram or any of that.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah, it's like, you know, like on Instagram, it's like, oh, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'd be
like,
dude, what's that like?
It's like, teach me.
That? You know, like,
it's like, what do you do with your day?
Imagine
then?
Life without, like, yeah.
Just like, how pure his head is.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, now, like, I don't have
it. Like, I
got to
eat today, maybe work out. That's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah. I got to water my plants in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
No,
I always get jealous because ever since, like, I was never a computer person ever. Or phone person ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did, like, you know, texting and shit. Like, you know, T9. Like, that was the type of shit I was doing.
Sup.
Take forever.
Yeah. And then, like, once Vine started, then I became like this like addicted to the internet person.
Yeah.
And I hate that quality about me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, obviously it's part of our job to do it.
Yeah.
But I just wish I cared a little bit less about it.
I wish there was a middleman that could look at the comments that so that I didn't have to. You ever look at the comments and you're like, wow, that ruined my whole day?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. He's the one that actually told me to stop reading comments.
Yeah.
Because he would get mad and he would like say stuff.
Dude,
back
I get
to people.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be like, yo, suck my fucking dick.
I get so fucking mad. I got into like a fucking DM like novel thing with this guy because he was like, yeah, dude, you fell off, and I was like,
I hate that.
I know.
They
I was
send
like
that shit to me all the time.
I was like, bro,
I'm getting angry now.
I was like, bro, why would you say that to me, dude? Like, you don't even fucking know me. I don't go on your page and make fun of. He was like a club promoter. I was like, dude.
Your club sucks.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even say that. I was like, how would you feel if I fucking said that to you? He's like, well, I'm just doing it for my friend. Like, but the fact that I was even arguing with this guy yeah, that I don't even fucking know.
Fucking stranger.
Such a waste of time and energy.
Yeah, I've bared my soul to people.
Right?
I'm like, what am I doing?
What am
I'm
I
like,
doing?
Listen, man, I'm going through a lot right now. Yeah. I remember one time I posted a Vine, right? And it was like more towards the tail end and I wasn't really caring about it that much. And he was like, yo, it's like, he just wrote like, it's a shame. Used to be so funny.
Dude, those comments are the worst.
Yo, so I hit him up and I was like, yo, bro, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah.
And he was just like, what? I was like, yo, the comment you left is just not cool. Like, you know? And then like, I went on this fucking thing that I realized that I sent a fucking DM that might have been 7 paragraphs. And I was like, all right. I was like, yo, don't ever fucking talk to me again. And he was like, damn, all right, chill. And then like,
no, you chill.
Yeah, and, yeah.
A stranger never talked to me again. He's like, wasn't planning on it.
Yeah.
I read it a day later. I was so embarrassed that I DM'd him again and apologized.
Right, and then you just look like a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, "Nah, it's cool, bro. Like, I've always been a fan. Like, you know."
That's what always happens.
I'm like, dude, then why are you telling me like shit? To be like, yo, Danny, yo, you're mad fat.
I just wanted your attention, yeah. Man. That's what they want.
I hate that though.
Yeah.
You know that's why I don't answer like
you lost
shit
a shit
like
ton
that.
Of weight. Yeah, you can't ask
thank
questions
you.
Like that. What are you eating these days? Fucking
honestly, the past month I've really been fucking up on like my health and diet shit. Like I kind of went off the rails, but this morning I had some oats.
Yeah,
beet juice.
Look good.
Thank you.
Beet look good.
I just did like vegan for like 2 months.
How was that?
It was good. I felt really good.
Like, how was your shit? I'm always worried about, like, what your shit is like.
Like,
not your shit, personally.
My shit, personally.
Well, actually, now
I'm always worried about what your shit, you, is like.
He just comes in here and he's like, dude, really?
Soft. It was soft.
It was just soft.
I guess it fluctuated. The more fiber I would eat, like, if I had, like, a bunch of
boulders.
Right.
Yeah.
It gets all braided.
Yeah.
Hurts.
It's coming out like anal beads.
But for the most part, it was soft.
Like, this kid drank a hot chocolate the other day and was like...
Oh, it was blasting
this
off.
This guy was shitting like...
Was
on
really?
Yeah.
It was
remarkable.
And it was also like 45 minutes after I drank it, which I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, is there even caffeine in the hot chocolate?
I don't even know what
the fuck's
in it.
I think he's lactose.
Oh, okay.
Super lack.
Yeah, so like...
Sulac?
Yeah. But I could eat pizza and like my body's like, yeah, cool. But if I just like drink... Like if milk is in a beverage, it's like we are shitting now.
I can tell like if I eat something that I don't know.
Like, say, like, you were, like...
If I eat cheese or, like, meat, I definitely feel slower and dumber.
Yeah.
But if I eat, like, vegetables and, like, really clean, I can tell that I feel, like, more energetic. My mood is definitely... So it's not, like...
And not, like, bloated and shit.
Right. It's, like...
It has to be a mixture of, like, actually healthy and, like, placebo effect, though,
yeah.
You think, right?
I don't know. See, I don't know because I consistently felt really good. Like I would wake up and be like, all right, cool. I'm working out today. I feel awesome. I feel positive.
Yeah.
But then when I eat shitty food, I just feel like I think I'm just very sensitive to like how my body reacts to shit.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean.
I'm the like, same way with like exercise. If I don't exercise, I just feel,
I feel
like
shit.
I feel
dude.
Like, yeah, yeah, I'm like, oh,
I have
God,
to. It's like sucks. Medicine for me. Like I have to do
yeah.
it. Like I just have to do
what's
it.
What's that like? What's exercise like?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, dude.
Damn.
You don't exercise?
No.
Dude,
yeah.
we should get you on a regimen, dude.
If you, I need
I've
to
been trying.
Yeah, but I need like literally something like from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Like
start with walking. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Walking and then a little bit of running and then yeah. you'll seriously start to get like a taste for it. You'll
but
be
you
like,
walk
I want,
like crazy.
I, want to do
I do. I do walk a lot. I walk a lot. I walk my
I
dog
used to
like
go
two
on
or three
walk,
times
like
a day.
4 mile walks and I'm like,
yeah.
All
okay.
right, cool.
I still do that, but okay. It's just like I've really, I mean, shout out to Eat Clean, bro. They send me a whole bunch of meals now.
E-Clean?
So, yeah, E-Clean, bro.
E-Coline?
E-Colon?
E-Coline?
Echelon? It's very good. So, like, my food has been very clean.
Okay.
So, like, I was like...
A lot of protein, though?
A lot of protein, yeah. So my thing is like...
You got to burn that shit off, man.
Protein will just stay fat on you.
Yeah, it'll clog
your arteries. Get cloggy.
If you give it a week, this is what I'm going to tell you to do.
Go vegan for a week?
Try it, dude. What's the worst that can happen? You're not going to feel bad. You're going to feel good.
Is it possible to be vegan on the week of Christmas?
No. Wait, you can wait.
All right. How about...
I say just give it a shot because I felt... I mean, I was in
I need recipes and shit on what to eat. Like that's the type of person I am. It's like, yo, you eat this for breakfast, eat this for lunch, eat this for dinner, and shut the fuck up.
I would usually just skip breakfast, drink some coffee, and then use the coffee as energy to go work out, and then eat like a huge lunch, and then like maybe a smaller dinner.
So
like,
you guys are both morning workout people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't work out in the afternoon at
all. I try not to think about food, like, because I have an addictive personality, so...
Yeah.
If I'm going for it, I'm gonna eat like pizza, wings, maybe a cheeseburger, fucking fries, till I can't eat anymore. So I really have to like reel it in when it comes to my health.
Yeah, when I cheat, I cheat hard, dude.
Yeah.
Like it's not like really I have like one slice of pizza. No. Shouldn't have done that.
It's like
that.
The whole pizza.
It's like I'm eating this fucking pie right now.
Yeah.
Like when I stop drinking, like see that's the thing, like with the exercise, like, yo, if I could quit drinking, I could definitely exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking was way worse of a thing for me. But it's easier, obviously. But it's not like I've never worked out before in my life either. I used to work out all the time. But like stopping drinking just made me realize like you have to do more stuff to be like healthy though.
Yeah.
Like just stopping drinking isn't gonna like make me the pinnacle of health.
Drinking,
you know what I mean?
It helps though.
Drinking just frees up a bunch of not drinking frees up a bunch of your time. Like I haven't been drinking I think like 2 months now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So like I stopped doing that, but like that just like frees up a bunch of time that's what I've realized. Cause like a lot of the plans that I would have would be like, yo, you want to go meet at this bar, this and that.
Yeah.
So when you're not doing that and it's like, oh, I don't really want to go this time. Cause like I can still go to a bar and like whatever, just have fucking
I don't think I can go to
shit.
A bar.
Really?
I'd be like, yeah, I need a beer.
I remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once I got over that, what I had to do honestly was go to bars.
Just face the fear.
You just face the fear and be like, yo, if I can get in and out of here.
Hands like shaking.
Yeah, yeah. No, yo, I seriously had nights like that where like I'd be like, damn, dude.
It's
like,
tough. I've definitely had to go home early, like be like, nah, I can't go. Like,
it's happened to me plenty of times.
Blow people off.
Just being like, yo, like all my homies are drunk. Like, this is awesome.
And then you're the only, being the only sober one is fucking trippy.
Now it's awesome now.
Yeah.
We went to Nashville.
Oh, man.
These guys got blackout drunk. It was one of the best times I ever had in my life.
Just, like, dealing with them?
Yeah. Dude, I get a fucking seltzer and water and just act drunk. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? And I'm straight.
You like, can cut loose and everyone else is actually drunk.
Yeah. Everyone's fucking wasted and it's like.
It's still new for me, but I what I enjoy the most is that I'm out and it's like 11:30 or 12. And, like, I've just been having, like, water or seltzer the whole time. And then I know in my head, like, yo, I could get up and go work out at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah.
And like, these guys are not going to be up.
No way.
So it kind of feels good in that way that I could wake up after a night of going out and be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, like, that got, like, a little addicting to me. I don't really have the urge anymore, honestly.
Yeah. It's just the first couple months are really tough.
I would say the first, like, 3 weeks is really hard.
Well, I drank a lot, so, like, the first three days
were, in my experience, like, the first 3 weeks
were you, like, shaking and shit?
Yeah, dude, I had a nervous breakdown after
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, because I just fucking stopped doing fucking schneef and drinking.
Schneef, I haven't heard it been called that in a minute, dude, like a year.
Dude, schneef, I used to yip. Fucking schneef. Just fucking yipped up thinking of fucking, turning every light on in my apartment for no reason and shit.
Someone's it's not bright here. Enough in here.
I heard something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, forget I have a doorman and nobody can get to me. So it's like somebody's coming upstairs.
I think there's a bird in this apartment.
Yeah. I heard a creak. What was that?
That's why like I had to clean all that shit up, man. And once I cleaned all that shit up, like your body goes through withdrawals.
Yeah.
Like, physically you get fucked up.
Definitely.
Dude, I feel so good too from not drinking. Like I just feel like everything's firing quicker.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
It's like
it's not sustainable.
Think more.
It's like
it's just when you change the meaning of a social interaction to not be around alcohol, that's when you can beat that thing.
Yeah.
Because, listen, you can't be someone that struggles with alcohol and, like, be halfway, half in, half out because you're in.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. You're in.
Like, I'll only drink on the weekends.
You're
like,
in. You're drinking.
That's most
you know?
People only do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, that's what, like, if I have to make a choice ever in my head like, yo, I probably shouldn't drink 5 days a week. It's probably a little bit of a problem.
There. Yeah, that's the issue.
So like, that's when I just realized I'm like, yo, like I'm staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning drinking. I have to
and then eating like shit.
And then ordering fucking Domino's. Yeah. Dude, I gained 100 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
100?
When I first started working for him, I was like 282 pounds.
Thick daddy.
He's a big boy. I couldn't get my arms around the big guy.
Now I'm 240. I was 246 this morning. Nice. Some change.
Fuck
but
yeah.
I got down to 225, and then I thought I made it, and then I started eating again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also depressed too. And scared of the world.
Me too.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going to eat this.
Yeah.
And then I got a little more, came out of my hole, and started eating a little more.
Smoking's tough, too. I think that.
Yeah. See, yeah. I never really smoked a lot of trees.
I hit you up last night for some grass.
I was fiending for it. I had somebody to get it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I should just cut that shit out too.
I mean, just take your time with it though. Like for me,
be gentle, man.
Be gentle. You're fragile.
It's true though. Like, you know, because
cold turkey is very hard.
Dude,
too.
I stopped everything cold turkey. Legitimately, almost killed me.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Not like physically, like oh my heart's gonna stop. Mentally, it almost killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I was like, yeah.
I've been struggling with Kush for a while. I've always wanted to, like, now it's just not even fun anymore for me. Like, I don't want
to
do it.
I think it's just like medication. It's just a habit. It's like medication. Like, they don't just stop. You don't, like, oh, you're good. You're done. Like, you have to wean it off of yourself.
I've been weaning for like 3 years, though.
but I've also just realized that I can't do things in moderation. I've had to accept that about myself, whether it's food, whether it's fucking drinking,
sex.
Fucking all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like
rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
That was a tough conversation to have with myself.
Yeah, dude. Because
I'm the same way.
I'm just like, yo, like, I don't have the ability as yet, or I don't know if I ever did, to be like, yo, I'll have one beer and go home.
I can't either.
We're partying. I'm going to be the last one there.
Let's party, yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'm calling Schneef Man at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, you good?
Yeah. You up? Yo, come you through. Up? Come through.
Yeah.
You know? And
how
I
you
just,
been?
And I just
how
realized.
How you been, man? Why are you only hitting me up right now?
And then you realize you're, like, lying to a lot of people, too. And then, like, you realize it's more importantly, you're just lying yourself.
Yeah, dude,
part.
Once you start lying about stories, like, of you either you being drunk or, like, whatever, then it's like,
oh, I was
God.
Just asleep. I was just sleeping.
Yeah. Yo, my bad. Like,
I was like, yo, I was actually up at 6 a.m. Like, I'm good. And like dude, it's 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Like, my mom would, like, text me, and I just, like, ripping a fucking rail. And I'm just like, she's asked me how I'm doing. I was like, yo, if I told my mom what I was doing right now, it would break her heart.
She would cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, that's the type of thing. Like, I would have to turn my phone off sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I'd see my mom calling me, and I'd be like,
yeah. Yeah. Because, yo, because then you start feeling like a piece of shit.
You think about your mom, and she's like,
yeah. She'd be like, yo, if I could see, like, I was like, if she had a security camera and saw this, she would cry.
Yeah.
So that was, like, another big thing, too. Like, he didn't really know, like, what I was doing. You know, so like for me, it's just like I had to stop that shit.
Yeah.
And you could do that. You could do it. Because like there's people that smoke weed and it'll be like, yeah, like I go to work, I come home, smoke a couple hits of a J and go to sleep. It's like, but if you're waking up taking a blunt to the face and then like smoking while you're out
and like
then smoking
three times a day,
it's like now we're getting crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how I was. I mean, I'm not that way anymore. But when I first moved to L.A. and I thought I was like, yeah, I'm a pimp. I'm fucking verified. Like, met this dude, Q.
Shout out, Q.
Shout out to Q. He showed me Backwoods. That was I thought it was so cool, like, smoking Backwoods. I'm like, yeah, I'm a fucking rapper now.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
I would, like, wake up and smoke, like, a Backwood, smoking all day. But it's just, it really isn't. Just anything, it's, first of all, it's always going to run out.
Yep.
You're always going to be out at some point. So it's just not sustainable. Like,
it's
and then you're going to feel like shit.
And the other thing you have to figure out is that I used to think it was, extremely connected to my creative process.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm like, I need to be high to be funny
or
come up with a cool idea.
Yeah.
But that's just not true.
Like before we would film things, I'd be like, yo, like I'll have a beer. Like, let's like figure this out.
I did that for a while too. Before podcast, I'd be like, oh, yo, I'm just going to have a.
You actually come up with worse shit.
Yeah.
When you're
and you also
not
say
straight.
Wild shit.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Wild shit. And you're like, yo, this cannot see the earth.
Yeah.
There was a podcast we did once, and I accidentally was like got really drunk because I was like, oh, I'm just going to have a couple beers. But I'm like, I like craft beers.
Yeah, he drinks like 75% beer, alcoholic beers.
So I had a couple of them, and then I got really drunk, and I recorded a podcast with him and my buddy Frankie. And then like at the end of it, they were just like, like they were like, all right, cool, see you later, and they did this, and they were like, yo, dude, we can't put that out.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we're good. I'm putting the whole thing out. And then the next day, I watched it back. We recorded like an hour and 20 minutes, and I put the episode out. It was like 43 minutes.
Yeah. Cut down. Because
we had to cut all this shit. I was like, damn, dude. I was like, I had a thought in my mind, but that's not the way to explain it.
When me and Evan Breen and Casey had a podcast for a hot minute, and we did the same thing. We like got really wasted one day and thought it was going to be like awesome. Yeah. Everyone's loose, but then you're just too loose and you're talking about crazy shit.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's fucking crazy. Dude.
Yeah, it's like, can't even comprehend it.
Yeah, so like that's another thing that was big for me. Once I realized that I could be creative without it, I was like, yo, I'm
done.
All right.
Boom.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, that was the scariest thing. I was like, yo, like.
Better without it.
I'm better without
Way
it.
Way better. Yeah. All of my vines that I really thought were hilarious were when I was in Pittsburgh at home living with my parents, not being able to drink or smoke just at will. Because now that we're older, you could
do whatever
fuck you want. You can get wasted all day. No one's going to tell you no.
No one can tell me shit. Right. I can get anything. I can get any drug delivered here right now.
Literally.
And the thing is, it's like. Like he said, it always runs out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, one day, like, I was doing fucking ketamine one day. And then I was just like.
Been there.
And then, yeah. And I was and I stood up and I was like, yo, I can't feel my legs. I literally went in the bathroom and was like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. But seriously. People pass around microwaves and shit. I said, go home.
Yeah.
Go home. And I literally went home. And then that was like, you know, kind of the start of like. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to fucking kill
myself. Well, at least we can come to that realization. There's people that are like in their that'll never come to that realization.
Yeah, man.
That it's just like it's not a good way to live your life. You're not giving people what they deserve and you're not giving yourself what you deserve, which is like your full attention and your full potential and you know, just being fucking present.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things for me was just kind of like on a much smaller scale was just feeling like, okay, this is what you do for fun. Mm-hmm. It was like the only thing. And then like there's so many things you could do. There's so many hobbies you could pick up and this and that. And you feel like there's no time because it's like, oh, I just work. And then when I want to like relax or whatever or go have fun, like I'm drinking. And it was
beer,
like, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. So it's like when you take that out, now you're like, all right, well, I'm not going to sit here and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so what am I going to do? And that's how these little things pop up. And you start to realize like, oh, you know, that's a nice thing to pick up instead of fucking, it's like productive to do instead of just sitting there and drinking in a bar.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it also opens you up to like more that life has to offer in a way.
Totally.
Sure. Yeah. And it's like, bars can be fun without drinking. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it can be. Like I said, we were just in Nashville, and that place was
packed.
They call it Nash Vegas. Yeah. Like, everyone's in there to get drunk.
I was
drunk.
Just there, too.
Yeah, so, like,
it's
you've been
fucked.
There. Everyone's there to just get drunk.
Fucking
just
awesome.
Whiskey, fucking hot wings.
Fleetwood Mac, and everyone's trying to suck each other off.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yo, like, if I could make it through this thing, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we're going to go to when do we go to Miami next month?
Yeah.
We're going to go to Miami next month. I'm not doing shit, but I'm going to have a fucking great time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, you know, I'll fucking chill, smoke a fucking cigar, and
things,
jerk off.
Things are more fun than you think they are when you're fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
and
just
it's not.
Like, reading a book or, like, sitting by the ocean is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's way cooler than you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually awesome.
Yeah. Like, just to be able to have that ability to do that.
Yeah. And fully enjoy it without being like, dude, I'm fucking too hammered to even know where I am right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not.
For me, I knew, like, at some point I had to stop because it was, like, I wasn't 21 anymore where I could drink and be like, yo, I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Like, it was starting to be, like, I was forcing myself to drink just because I, like, needed it. I wasn't even, like,
it was like a routine.
It was a routine.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a habit.
I'd be hungover and be like, yo, I just got
to
drink. I'll get through
drink
it.
To get, yeah. Well, then, you get in that cycle.
Hair
of
the dog.
Yeah. Hair of the dog.
I mean, yeah, and then, like, 9 fucking cocktails later, hair of the dog, dude, hair of the dog, man.
I used to wait for my fiance to go to sleep and then go get like 2 24 Bud Light limes and sit outside of the Starbucks that's like right down the street from my apartment,
mm-hmm.
and crush those and like listen to Drake. I'm like, yo, I'm like, what are you doing?
Speaking to me,
I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
There's a night when we did that. You remember?
Yeah.
We sat on a bench, like, right outside of his apartment, had a six-pack of beers.
That was a great night, though.
It was a great
night. There are great drunk memories.
Oh, yeah. We confessed a lot of stuff.
But then,
oh, yeah.
The worst is when you start to try to justify it, and your brain starts to, like, it's like, this is okay. This is fine.
Yeah, and
this is what people do. Or right. Like, you're like, I don't have a problem. Like, look at this homeless guy. Like that guy's like,
I'm always like, someone in the world is getting drunk right now. It's cool. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Some dude in like Mumbai is getting wasted. So me and him, dude.
Yeah. So we both have problems.
But it's here's so you, lame. Man. Yeah. It's like, why are you making excuses for yourself?
Yeah.
And like when you're like 30 years old and wasted, it's just, it's not a good look. It's just not a good look.
Just blacked
out.
Where's Danny? Oh, I don't know.
He's gone.
He's on the floor.
He's in a ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
I had some great times, though. Yeah. I had some great times. I don't regret any of the good times drinking. But it's the so many, like, you drank for no reason nights.
Yeah.
Like, you'll drink six beers for no reason and then just go home. Then it's, like, nothing. But I'm happy that you're trying to, like, cut back on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Be good for you.
No, yeah. I can't. I can't do it.
Like, creatively, watch. You'll see. It'll be great for you.
It's good. And I also feel like it was a lot easier, like, for me to just, like, not do it. Because, like, I mean, he stopped doing it. I was still, like, drinking or whatever. And he was, like, good. And then I'm, like, because I didn't want to do it anymore. Like, I felt like at the time, like, I was just drinking, like, a lot. And for the first time in my life, I was, like, consistently blacking out.
Yeah.
And I was, like, okay, I don't even like this. And I also...
Getting into fights with people and you just, like, wake up the next day and you're, like, fuck.
Yeah. And I'm, like, dude, I literally have to apologize and be, like, I honestly couldn't even tell you what that was. It was
that's
a drunken
worst.
Rage.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
like,
worst.
I don't know why I said that. Yeah. Or, like, whatever. And that's just not me. Like, right. I'm not one of those people that makes emotional decisions. Like, I really, like... try to be as balanced as possible, but this is like ruining that for me.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be this like person or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Danny helped a lot with that because he like seeing him do it and like what the shit that he would go through and being at a bar and it's like, yo, Danny's here. He just had a fucking mental breakdown and he could sit in this bar and like just have a good time, like whatever. Like it's not possible. And I like getting up early and like, you know, using as much hours as you can. And I'm like, dude, if I get drunk, I completely lose Sunday.
Yeah.
And I lose Saturday.
You lose everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to just lose these days because I need to drink fucking. And like, I'm good with having, I mean, I won't do it, but like, I don't think that I have like an addiction. I think I have an addiction to like the social aspect of drinking and just being like, oh, I just want to be a part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And once you feel like I don't have to drink to be a part of it. And it's like a little easier.
Yeah.
You know,
like, but, I was drinking alone. Like
me too.
5 nights a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would me do too. That sometimes too. And
that's where I was.
I always like chalk that up to like, oh no, it's craft beer.
It's craft beer. Dude.
It's
I'm
like
just
I'm
having
just
a craft.
Having, I'm just trying a new thing I've never had, and I'm like, well, I had three though.
Yeah. Well, that's like
drunk,
that's the
kinda.
Whole like justifying thing. It's like, why do I need to go through that with myself and like lie to myself just to like do this?
Yeah.
There's a lot of lying to yourself that you do. Once you realize that you're full of shit, this is usually the turning point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
we're all full of shit, dude.
Right.
We're all fucking pieces of shit.
I stopped in August. I was sober for 3 months, and then I had like a beer at Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And
holidays usually get you, too.
I was like, dude, I can have a beer. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then like 17 beers later, I'm like, yo.
Crawling out of windows.
I am
right?
not cool anymore, dude.
No, I mean, I seriously can't. Like, I just can't do it.
You can't.
So, right. But yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Before we go, we have a set of questions that we usually ask everyone.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to start with the first one. Or do you want to start with the first one? We kind of switch it up all the time.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, here.
These are real hard-hitting questions. So if you cry, it's straight.
Like, cool.
It's all good to cry.
All right.
I cry every day. When's the last time you cried? That's not one of the questions I'm just asking.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Last night.
You cried last night?
Yeah.
Yo, I cry, like, all the time.
Thought
I love
about
that
my
shit.
Grandma.
Yeah. I haven't cried in
Damn,
a while.
That's fire.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, Nana.
And you just, like, cried a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, I
felt good, though.
I love crying, dude.
Dude, sometimes
Let it out,
bro. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm like, dude, I wish I could just cry right now.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I need to do something, trigger it.
Damn,
start watching, like...
Pull your
so
fingernail
cold and
callous? Off.
You just say, "I wish I could cry."
Yeah. No. Like, right, like you know when you
like,
just
I don't have the ability.
You just
to cry.
Have that. You have that feeling. You have that feeling in your chest, and you're like, "I need to like let this out. I need to cry or something."
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, "I got to make myself cry."
Yo, you got to cry more. It's so dope.
Yeah.
does feel good.
Yeah, it does. The first question: the sheets that are currently on your bed now, how long have they been there?
I just got new sheets.
Damn. What is this? Is
people, we got some clean ass people.
Maybe like a month. Yeah. Well, because my girl was like, "How long have you had these? This is gross."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
all right, change it.
Fine, they, they usually nudge you in the right direction.
This is like the hardest hitting question we have, so we apologize.
Yeah, also, no one's been able to do this.
Okay.
Name five Kid Rock songs.
I can't. I can't even name fucking one. Stop. Oh, bow to bow to bow to dang diggy diggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
the
it.
Lyrics need a little work, but yeah.
I don't know any other Kid Rock song.
Damn, it's crazy. I came up with that one.
I did.
It's an impossible question.
It's a good one, man.
It's an impossible question.
He has a bar in Nashville. Did you guys go to that?
Wait. What's it called?
Kid Rock's Honky Tonk.
Did we go to Kid Rock's?
I don't know.
It's pretty fucking, it's lit. It's actually a nice bar.
It's pretty good.
They have a really good stage.
That's
cool.
That's
as fuck.
Fire. Yeah.
Gets real Confederate in there.
what's? Yeah, everybody have fun except for that minority group over there. What's something you have to do every day? Like that's not like obviously like poop and pee pee, like normal stuff. Like what's something that you have to do every day?
Work out.
Okay.
Definitely.
Every single day. No days off.
No. And any like we were talking about, if I do take a day off, I feel I'm depressed. I feel like shit. I'm anxious. I have to like work. I think I'm just like a high energy. Like
Keep
yourself busy.
Right. Have to work out to the point of like exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like out of like 3 months, how many days do you think you'd take off?
This past 3 months, where I was like on my health kick, I worked out every single day. There was not one day that I didn't wake up and like go get after it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you usually do it?
Just when I wake up, like seven or eight. I live fucking, dude, in LA. I live above a gym, so like at fucking 6 a.m. I hear like, "Yeah, come on, Patty."
yeah.
And
get
it's all these moms. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm fucking up now.
I'm getting out. I'm getting down there with Patty.
Right.
I'm getting after it.
So I just go out at that time.
What game show would you have the best chance on?
I think I'd be good at Jeopardy.
Yeah?
I'm surprisingly
that's our first Jeopardy.
Pretty well.
Usually everyone goes, "Yo, not Jeopardy," and they start thinking of other ones.
I think I know a lot of random shit.
You're good at trivia?
Yeah, kind
of. You ever do like trivia at a bar or some shit?
No.
I live for that, to be honest.
Bar Triv. Who was RuPaul's first
drag race winner?
Like, damn, dude, I don't know.
Like, no, immediately.
Yeah.
John Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Like, how the fuck did you get that? I just know.
John Stevens from New Hampshire.
Rate yourself 1 to 10.
2. And the 1 is that I have both of my nuts.
All right. Yeah, that's a plus. That's an automatic one. That is an automatic one.
Wait, what is 2 then?
I can reproduce. That's why I have.
Yeah.
2? I don't know. I can see.
That's cool.
I have a dick I can see.
Kind of got a sexy mouth. See, throw that in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy got some lips on him.
Girls like the lips, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Put some chapstick on them, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
Balls and some lips. That's an automatic deuce.
Chap my balls.
What's your least favorite feature about yourself? Like, do you have like weird nipples or some shit?
I'm pretty hairy. I'm a pretty hairy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like a lot of, and it's patchy. I have the same back hair.
Yeah. I get my back waxed.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't that because I know it's gonna grow back. So I'm just like, fuck it, dude. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, but you get to be a nice silky seal like.
Right? I'm telling you, it's life changing. Just try it once. Great.
Really?
Yeah. Your lady will love it too, by the way.
Will she?
Oh, are you burping?
Like, I don't even know if she likes my.
Your chest pubes?
Yeah.
She's never
made a point to be like, wow. Some girls really like it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's so manly. Yeah.
But she's
the chest I leave. The chest I leave. Yeah. I'll trim it maybe a little bit, but the back and like all
T to
C? Yeah.
T to B.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I shave my nuts too with a razor.
That's
See, I hardly even do that ever.
You just have long.
I kind of just let it grow. Like I'll shave my face and my.
You have like a Fu Man scrot?
Yeah.
That's fire.
Fu Man dong.
I've got a Fu Man scrot, dog.
Got buckwheat and
fucking
leg lock.
Stroking, stroking his balls for wisdom. It's like, I don't know about this decision.
Really curly one. That one felt good.
Sometimes when you just tug on it and it hurts your gooch, it feels nice though. What?
What was that thing we said one time where you gently grab your ball
God,
sack
you
and
your
twist
ball
it?
Skin and you just do this like a cricket and just kind of like itch it?
Yeah. It's like doing this.
It's awesome.
It's like a ponder, like, scrot ponder.
It's literally just like grabbing it.
It's like grabbing this and going like that. It's great.
It feels really nice somehow.
Gently.
Last question. Are you happy today?
Yeah. I feel great today.
Good.
Nice.
Woke up. I worked out. I'm here with you guys.
Hotel?
You guys are fun.
Hotel gym?
Yeah, hotel gym.
Yeah, just
this lady was working
treadmill.
Out. There's a sign in the hotel that says, don't use your phone in the fucking workout thing.
Nice.
And she was on her phone. And my dad is like this. Like, I don't know if you guys have, like, flashbacks of your parents. He's very like, hey, there's a fucking sign. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Can you please not fucking do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm like that with dog shit all
but
the time.
I have to, like, I almost said something, but I had to reel myself in. Yeah, but other than that, I feel great.
So that fucking bitch, she threw you off a little bit. But
that was a test.
Yeah.
That was a test. That was
it
a test
really
from
was.
God. That's
my,
what it was.
My dad's, yeah, he's... My
dad
dad's Sicilian Irish.
Yeah.
Half Sicilian, half Irish.
So he's a fucking maniac.
He's the dude who's like, yo, are you guys wearing fucking gloves back there at McDonald's? Like, he's that guy. Or like, yo, I don't
you're
like
not,
this
I don't
table.
See your hairnet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, but
he's
I catch.
Team, he's team turn up. Like, he'll turn
yeah.
up.
Yeah. 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 He'll call people out. But I, as I'm getting older, I catch myself.
Yeah.
You're getting more upset.
Getting less and less patient with people's bullshit. Yeah.
You have to. You have to. Yeah, I was outside of my apartment. This woman just let her dog shit right in front. I told you the story.
I don't remember.
This woman just.
You're like, yo.
Yeah. I was like, yo. And she. I was like, excuse me. I said, excuse me. That was white as shit.
Yeah. That was, you know.
I was like, ma'am, excuse me. She was like, yeah. I was like, are you going to pick that up? And she was like, oh, I don't have a bag. I was like, yo, it doesn't matter. Like, you can't leave that there.
Use your hand. Cup
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Then I literally
kick
went.
Kick it into the street or something.
I got a bag from my doorman and brought it out and made her pick up her dog's shit.
Good.
Damn, that's fucking gangster, dude.
People don't, like, give a fuck anymore and, like, I don't know.
Yeah. But
it's call-out culture.
It's call-out culture. Get called out. One more thing I wanted to ask before we left. The YouTube show.
Uh-huh.
You guys coming back?
Real Bros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. Season 3, baby.
Season 3, when you guys shooting?
Real Bros. It's already shot.
Oh.
It's in probably the kind of like the later stages of editing. I'm sure they're kind of wrapping up the episodes. Just did a bunch of promo stuff for it yesterday. And the
show's huge.
Yeah. People love it, dude. I had no idea that I was gonna get as big as it is.
Just ride it, baby.
Yeah.
Ride the wave.
But it's
I'm
gonna
a big
come
Jimmy
out.
Guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, Jimmy's the fucking man.
When I first,
I feel like you
doing,
and him would click.
I love Jimmy because like when I first started doing YouTube, I fucking hated everyone because they were always like, 25 things in my room, microphone, and it's just like, and then they would get 2 million views.
Yeah,
but I was like, yo,
yeah,
this kid's
sucks.
Making like
dude.
These sketches that are good, and he's like, he has a legitimate skill, you know, and he's like, and as soon as I saw that he got like the backing from like Facebook, I think, right?
Yeah.
I was,
yeah,
like,
that's
oh,
who
I was like, oh, dude,
now.
Like,
dude,
this kid now, the sky's the limit for him.
He outworks fucking everybody. He's, like, the first one to show up, last one to leave. Like, he's not just, like, I think people think that people in Hollywood or people that are famous or successful are just, like, they were just born with it. But,
yeah.
like, being in those environments with those people, they work their ass off, dude.
Yeah.
They're, like, up at fucking 6 a.m. I'm sure he wakes up early and is, like, they're just getting after it. They're
about,
not,
about that life.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not, like, a mystery.
Yeah. Right.
There's like definite like effort.
And you can definitely see like over time, like Jim and Jimmy was never like the biggest YouTuber like on YouTube. There was always people like bigger than him and doing like whatever, but it was all bullshit like fluffy
yeah.
things. But he always had every like I feel like everyone always knew of Jimmy though.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, yo, this kid actually makes funny videos and like they're good.
He works
you
hard
know?
And he's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy for him. It's sick.
Yeah.
He's like
he's
in
an OG.
Movies now.
Yeah, he's an
yeah.
OG.
He's fucking dope. He's
you
like
followed me on Vine too.
Really
so
inspiring.
I got love for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's super inspiring,
yeah.
dude. It's like fun to watch him work.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great, man. All right. Cool, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having
us.
Me.
Yeah, dude. For sure.
It's been
man.
Awesome.
We got to do this like typical like radio like
yeah.
sign off now.
Okay.
Thanks for so much for coming in. You know. You got anything you want to add?
Where can the people find all your shit?
I don't want people to find me.
Ha ha.
I'm moving back to Pittsburgh.
Just at Nick Coletti on everything.
All right, cool.
Nick _ Coletti.
Were you a big Mac Miller fan?
Yeah.
That was tough, huh, for the city, right?
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember we were talking about that for a little bit. Because well, I forgot the Pittsburgh connection there. But
yeah, I got to meet him. I got to hang out with him a couple
really?
Times. We were like kind of like just becoming better friends. We were acquaintances. He had invited me to a couple things, and then
damn, that's dope though, because
yeah.
like he put on for that city for a while,
dude. Growing up in Pittsburgh, I used to have dreams of meeting him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was so fascinated with
him. He's a huge fan too. I mean, I was a big Mac fan myself, but like he was a huge fan too.
Yeah, it's still like a really I can't listen to his stuff
tough,
yet
yeah.
or like why it's stuff on. his stuff always pops up on Instagram. It's super hard to watch.
Yeah. But you know, it's something that, you know, he left something behind, though. At least we were able to have his music, at mm-hmm. least, you know, in his artistry.
He was the fucking coolest dude ever, dude.
Yeah.
I used to say that. Nice. Like, obviously, I've never met Mac at all.
My bad. I didn't mean to bring it.
People ask me about it all the time.
But I remember just, like, seeing videos of him being like, oh, dude, this kid seems mad cool.
Dude.
Yeah, he just seemed like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really was. He was always made me feel like I was part of it. Because I knew I wasn't, like, I was like a fucking Viner kid.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, this is crazy. But he always made me feel like part of the team.
Yeah.
Like, he always made me feel welcome. And
that's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Mac Miller's music is the only music ever that I felt like, and it took until, like, after he passed away, I was like, damn, like a week later, I was like, damn, dude, like, his music, like, meant a lot to me. And it was probably the music that he hated doing also. But it was, like, just happening at the same time. I think me and him are the same age. And it was just happening at the same time as I was trying to do shit. So he was, like, super inspirational. So his music to me, I'm like, and, like, I watched his whole journey from, like, kids to, like, best day ever and shit. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is what I want to do and, like, whatever. Like, obviously not, like, rapping and shit.
That motherfucker could rap, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, like, you was just out there, like, viral sensation white boy shit.
He was
like,
fire.
The motherfucker had bars.
Yeah.
He was fucking nice, man. Rest in peace, the back, man.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
And we're going to end on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel bad that I brought it up, but I just had that Pittsburgh connection, though.
Yeah,
I'm happy you shared that with us.
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
But, yeah, you can find him at Nick Coletti, Instagram and Twitter, selling out shows and making purest comedians mad. Getting money.
It's lit.
It's lit.
See you guys next time.
See you guys.